that the most trusted news organization in America was, are you ready for this? Ta-da! Fox News. 29% of respondents said it was a network they trusted the most. 22% cited CNN and the CBS, ABC, NBC stations polled at 10% or less. If you go to partisan opinion, 58% of Republicans trusted Fox the most, with 3% of Democrats. Democrats went with CNN at 32%. Down here on the black and blue South End, this shouldn't come as a surprise, but it did for me. My folks watch Fox pretty much all day long. They think of it as news when I think of it as opinion-based right-wing fear-mongering. Of course, my folks think Obama is worse than Attila the Hun, that he's not an American, that he's a Muslim terrorist, and God only knows what else this pretender is capable of, being a hater of the country he is trying to destroy from within, that only the talking heads of the most trusted news station can prevent. Maybe we should have expected this. After all, even science has become a political football. Evolution, the Big Bang, global climate change, they're all suspect to the folks who trust political opinion over political fact. A recent poll showed educated Republicans' belief in these scientific theories diminished radically the more education they had. Democrats' beliefs rose with additional education. Now, maybe I'm deluded here, but I always felt like facts mattered and science was something we Americans embraced. You got a theory on how things work, you put it to the test, run some experiments, see if there's validity. At least that's what I was taught in my public school system. Apparently, we don't buy that baloney anymore. The senator who heads up the Committee on Environmental Protection Agency walked in last week with a snowball to show how global warming was bunk. God, he said, was the only power capable of changing the weather. Says so in the good book, Case Closed. Now, I don't mind a difference of opinion. Put your facts on the table and I'll put mine there and we'll see who's add up and who's don't. But when I have to argue against the word of God and you got the only correct interpretation of his point of view, well, the argument is pretty much moot, isn't it? Might as well go debate the Taliban or ISIS. And no offense, it's getting harder and harder for me to tell the difference between the religiously righteous, whether it's us, them, or the heathens. Next year, I expect the Fox News Network to apply for a tax break as a church.